seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I think it was on the prayer line or sometime during the week, or I think during the Wednesday fellowship. We highlight the fact that the word seeking there does not translate to going from place to place looking for it, but to gain compliance. Praise the Lord. See to it that you comply. I remember when we just came to the country and I needed to take some exams, and I applied to business school and they said, oh, I needed to take GMAT. Oh, I said, GMAT. I said, I know math. In fact, the day they told me, I just said, where am I going to get it? They told me we had to register. I went and registered for GMAT. In fact, I took the next slot that is available. I said, I mean, math, I know math. Praise God. I so failed, I was ashamed. But don't let my children hear that, okay? Praise the Lord. Just kidding. I so failed at math because I didn't prepare. I didn't seek the righteousness of that. So when I saw my score, I said, no, this can't be. So I had to go and, study, What did I do? I sought. So, of course, by the grace of God, I passed it the next time. And that's the key. We can't just approach the kingdom of God as everybody is going to church, everybody is singing song. May you not fail the GMAT like I did. Praise God. We are going to talk about born of the Spirit today. Born of the Spirit. If you look at that scripture, and Jesus was very plain. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What makes you qualify? What makes you compliant? What makes you... Can I tell you a secret? You cannot find something from God if he says no to it here, thinking you will find him say yes in another church. No, and I don't mean to rank churches, okay? But the truth is that if it's the same God, if God says no to something here, in any place, even in Nigeria, if you come to America, he won't say yes to it, because it's the same God that is everywhere. Now, if he says yes to anything here in America, he won't go to China and say no to it. When we came from yonder country, and I saw how the name of Jesus was working, like he was working in Nigeria, he was working for us here, settling down, I called my bank. You can write some things on your check leave, right? I said, oh Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So I told the bank, that's what I want on my check leave. Because as I saw him walking in Nigeria, I was walking here. You remember the story of Jonah? God said, go to Nineveh. He took a vow going to Tarshish. But it's the same God. He wants to run away from going to Tarshish, to Nineveh. And then he confronted God on the sea. And when he saw it, he wound up, he said, look, if you throw me, if you get rid of me, you guys will be fine. I'm the cause of this. Praise the Lord. That's the omniversity. Omni means all, right? Now, that's how omniversity, talking about universe, of God's presence and of God's doing. We cannot access the kingdom of God in any place other than how God has determined it in every place. Praise the Lord. Are we good? Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, we just read it. Verse 9. See what the scripture say here. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, who corrected us. Can we see it in NIV, please, my sister? He said, moreover, we have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? The Bible says somewhere in the book of Matthew, he said, when you are brought before the council, don't worry about what you shall say. For the spirit of your Father, which dwelleth in you, shall give you what to speak at that self same hour. So we see here, as members of God's kingdom, what makes us members of the kingdom is the fatherhood of God upon our spirit. Praise the Lord. We must be born of the Spirit of God. See how the Bible puts this in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 5. John chapter 3 from verse 5. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, notice here, the Spirit is of what's uppercase, right? You know? So he's born of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Just like I needed that GMAT score to enter into that program. And I, even though I qualified with all the other criteria that they needed, I cannot participate because of just that one item that was outstanding. In verse 6, it now says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. If you interface that with what we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, he said, we have had human fathers. And King James says, the fathers of our flesh. And we gave respect to them. And he says here, he said, that which is born of the Spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now look at those two, the combination of the Spirit there. That which is born of the Spirit, uppercase, is spirit, lowercase. Talking about you and I, and God. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Paul wrote to the Galatian church. Let's see, I think Galatians chapter 3. He said, I cannot speak unto you as one that is spiritual, but as one that is carnal. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. He said, O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, but before whose eyes Jesus Christ has evidently been set forth, crucified among you. Let's go on. This only I will speak. This only will I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the flesh, of faith. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect in the flesh? I'm looking for that scripture. Anyway, I'm looking for that. Is it chapter 5 or? Hold on 1 minute. Let me tell you. He said, I cannot speak to you as one that is spiritual, but as one that is carnal. Because if I hear that there is envy and strife among you, give me 1 minute. Let me look for that scripture. 1 Corinthians 3. Thank you. Thank you. I said Galatians 3. Okay. 1 Corinthians 3, 1. Thank you. Everybody, let us look at that. 1 Corinthians 3, 1. He said, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto who? Spiritual. But as unto carnal. Even as babes in Christ. So we see here, it was talking about the brethren, because he mentioned them here. But the weight of his discussion cannot be handled by their carnality, but their need to be spiritual. That is very, very key. We maintain membership of the kingdom of God by our continual spirituality. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Now, the great caution is that we manage these two compositions, and we need to manage it carefully, because if we are carnally minded, even though we are born of the spirit, we will be carnal. But if we are spiritually minded, even though we are born, as we are born of the spirit, we will be spiritual. It's very, very key. And that's the central cause of our of managing our being born of the spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. Born of the spirit. Bible says here, for us to be partake of the kingdom of God, we must bear that nature of God. Now he says here, God is a spirit. In John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he said, that which is born of the spirit, and that spirit is uppercase. And so we see who that spirit is now. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, God is a spirit, and they who interact with him must do so in their spirit for it to be in truth. What the scripture is saying here is that if it is not in the spirit, it won't be in the truth. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Paul was speaking there. He said, for God is my witness, whom I do serve with my spirit. In John chapter 4, he said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit for it to be in truth. Here he said, God whom I serve with my spirit. So we see worship in spirit, serving in spirit. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Then Jesus said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou wear. In the spirit. That's the point. Praise the Lord. Romans and John 4:24 said, they that, let's keep this here. He said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit. In Romans chapter 1, verse 9, he said, God whom I serve with my spirit. And that's the combination of what we do in the kingdom of God. We worship and serve. As a matter of fact, the truth is also that we cannot serve God ahead of worshiping him. It's our worship that makes our service acceptable. Praise the Lord. Born of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, as many as are led or governed, praise the Lord, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He also said, if anyone has not the Spirit of God, it's none of his. Thank you, my sister. Let's leave it there. He said, for as many as are governed by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we see here our membership of the kingdom of God is derived from our being born by the Spirit of God. And Bible says the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God or children of God, being born of the Spirit. It's very, very key. The membership card we have of being God's kingdom is to have the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. What happens if we are not born of the Spirit of God? We cannot partake of the inheritance of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. I mean, from verse. Let's start from verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 12. See what he said here. He said, now that we are born again, we receive the Spirit of God. He said, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So without being born of the Spirit, even if somebody goes to church, he will not be able to understand the things that are freely given to him or her by God. I know many of us were not born again before we became born again, even though we were going to church. Praise the Lord. But the moment we become born again, we began to understand the things of the kingdoms differently. Now, because we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, and that Spirit is who interprets everything about the kingdom of God to us. Let's see it in NIV. Our mind, our human spirit, human mind, the natural mind is too... It is incompetent. In fact, it's inapplicable to handle the things of God's kingdom. He said, what we have received is not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Let's go on, my sister. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by who? By the Spirit. The kingdom of God. Can I tell you a secret? If a spirit-born person goes to a church where we came out from, and somebody is preaching from that church, he will be understanding what that person is saying different from how the person is saying it. Why? Because he has the Spirit of God to interpret what that word is to him. Chapter 12, verse 9. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, or who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Let's lift our hands to Jesus this morning. I say, Lord, touch my spirit. Touch my spirit, Lord. Somebody had leprosy in the body, and Jesus touched him, and he was whole. So also he can touch and cause our spirit to become alive. It can heal our spirit. It can heal our mind. It can heal our soul. It can heal every area that if with his touch. Bible calls him the father of our spirit. Father, Lord, we thank you. We are before your presence this morning. Father, please, go past our body, touch our spirit. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. And please welcome to God's house and kindly have your seat. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his mercy over our lives. As people were giving testimony, it flashed my mind. I said, oh, I don't often come out for testimony. But I thank God. I mean, every time you see me here, believe it is a testimony, and for which we are grateful to God. And testimony will continue to be multiplied in each of our lives in Jesus' name. We are looking at the priorities of the kingdom of God. And from the context of Jesus saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I think it was on the prayer line or sometime during the week, or I think during the Wednesday fellowship. We highlight the fact that the word seeking there does not translate to going from place to place looking for it, but to gain compliance. Praise the Lord. See to it that you comply. I remember when we just came to the country and I needed to take some exams, and I applied to business school, and they said, oh, I needed to take GMAT. Oh, I said, GMAT? I said, I know math. In fact, the day they told me, I just said, where am I going to get it? They told me we had to register. I went and registered for GMAT. In fact, I took the next slot that is available. I said, I mean, maths, I know math. Praise God. I so failed, I was ashamed. But don't let my children hear that, okay? Praise the Lord. Just kidding. I so failed at math because I didn't prepare. I didn't seek the righteousness of that. So when I saw my score, I said, no, this can't be. So I had to go and, you know, yes, study, you know. What did I do? I sought. So, of course, by the grace of God, I passed it the next time. And that's the key. You know, we can't just approach the kingdom of God as everybody is going to church, everybody is singing song. May you not fail the GMAT like I did. Praise God. We are going to talk about born of the Spirit today. Born of the Spirit. If you look at that scripture, and Jesus was very plain. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, what makes you qualify? What makes you compliant? What makes you... Can I tell you a secret? You cannot find something from God if he says no to it here, thinking you will find him say yes in another church. No, I don't mean to rank churches, okay? But the truth is that if it's the same God, if God says no to something here, or sorry, in any place, even in Nigeria, if you come to America, you won't say yes to it, because it's the same God that is everywhere. Now, if he says yes to anything here in America, he won't go to China and say no to it. When we came from yonder country, and I saw how the name of Jesus was working, like he was working in Nigeria, he was working for us here, you know, settling down, I called my bank. You know, you can write some things on your check leave, right? I said, "Oh Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth." So I told the bank, "That's what I want on my check leave." Because as I saw him walking in Nigeria, I was walking here. You remember the story of Jonah? God said, "Go to Nineveh." He took a vow going to Tarshish. But it's the same God. He wants to run away from going to Tarshish, to Nineveh. And then he confronted God on the sea. And when he saw it, he wound up, he said, "Look, if you throw me, if you get rid of me, you guys will be fine. I'm the cause of this." Praise the Lord. That's the omni universality. Omni means all, right? Now that's how omniversity, talking about universe, of God's presence and of God's doing. We cannot access the kingdom of God in any place other than how God has determined it in every place. Praise the Lord. Are we good? Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 12, we just read it. Verse 9. See what the scripture say here. It says, "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, who corrected us." Can we see it in NIV, please, my sister? He said, "Moreover, we have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live?" The Bible says somewhere in the book of Matthew, he said, "When you are brought before the council, don't worry about what you shall say, for the spirit of your Father, we dwelleth in you, shall give you what to speak at that self same hour." So we see here, as members of God's kingdom, what makes us members of the kingdom is the fatherhood of God upon our spirit. Praise the Lord. We must be born of the Spirit of God. See how the Bible puts this in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 5. John chapter 3 from verse 5. Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit." Now, notice here, the Spirit is of what's uppercase, right? So he's born of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Just like I needed that GMAT score to enter into that program. And I, even though I qualified with all the other criteria that they needed, I cannot participate because of just that one item that was outstanding. In verse 6, it now says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." If you interface that with what we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, he said, "We have had human fathers." And King James says, "The fathers of our flesh. And we gave respect to them." And he says here, he said, "That which is born of the Spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now look at those two, the combination of the Spirit there. That which is born of the Spirit, uppercase, is Spirit, lowercase. Talking about you and I, and God. He said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Paul wrote to the Galatian church. Let's see, I think Galatians chapter 3. He said, I cannot speak unto you as one that is spiritual, but as one that is carnal. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. He said, O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, but before whose eyes Jesus Christ has evidently been set forth, crucified among you. Let's go on. This only will I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the flesh, of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect in the flesh? I'm looking for that scripture. Anyway, I'm looking for that. Is it chapter 5 or... Hold on 1 minute. Let me tell you. He said, I cannot speak to you as one that is spiritual, but as one that is carnal. Because if I hear that there is envy and strife among you, give me 1 minute. Let me look for that scripture. 1 Corinthians 3. Thank you. Thank you. I said Galatians 3. Okay. 1 Corinthians 3, 1. Thank you. Let us look at that. 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto who? Spiritual. But as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. So we see here, he was talking about the brethren, because he mentioned them here. But the weight of his discussion cannot be handled by their carnality, but their need to be spiritual. That is very, very key. We maintain membership of the kingdom of God by our continual spirituality. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Now, the great caution is that we manage these two composition, and we need to manage it carefully, because if we are carnally minded, even though we are born of the Spirit, we will be carnal. But if we are spiritually minded, even though we are born of the Spirit, we will be spiritual. It's very, very key. And that's the central cause of managing our being born of the Spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. Born of the Spirit. Bible says here, for us to be partake of the kingdom of God, we must bear that nature of God. Now he says here, God is a spirit. In John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he said, that which is born of the Spirit, and that Spirit is uppercase. And so we see who that Spirit is now. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, God is a spirit, and they who interact with him must do so in their spirit, for it to be in truth. What the scripture is saying here is that if it is not in the spirit, it won't be in the truth. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. Paul was speaking there. He said, for God is my witness, whom I do serve with my spirit. In John chapter 4, he said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit, for it to be in truth. Here he said, God whom I serve with my spirit. So we see worship in spirit, serving in spirit. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. Then Jesus said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou where? In the spirit." That's the point. Praise the Lord. Romans John 4:24 said, "They that let's keep this here. It said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit." In Romans chapter 1 verse 9, it said, "God whom I serve with my spirit." And that's the combination of what we do in the kingdom of God. We worship and serve. As a matter of fact, the truth is also that we cannot serve God ahead of worshiping him. It's our worship that makes our service acceptable. Praise the Lord. Born of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, "As many as are led or governed," praise the Lord, "by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." He also said, "If anyone has not the Spirit of God, it's none of his." Thank you, my sister. Let's leave it there. He said, "For as many as are governed by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So we see here our membership of the kingdom of God is derived from our being born by the Spirit of God. And Bible says the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God or children of God. Being born of the Spirit is very, very key. The membership card we have of being God's kingdom is to have the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. What happens if we are not born of the Spirit of God? We cannot partake of the inheritance of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. From verse 10. Let's start from verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 12. See what he said here. He said, now that we are born again, we receive the Spirit of God. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So without being born of the Spirit, even if somebody goes to church, he will not be able to understand the things that are freely given to him or her by of God. I know many of us were not born again before we became born again, even though we were going to church. Praise the Lord. But the moment we become born again, we began to understand the things of the kingdoms differently. Now, because we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, and that spirit is who interprets everything about the kingdom of God to us. Let's see it in NIV. Our mind, our human spirit, human mind, the natural mind is too... It is incompetent. In fact, it's inapplicable to handle the things of God's kingdom. He said, "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us." Let's go on, my sister. "This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by who? By the Spirit. The kingdom of God. Can I tell you a secret? If a spirit-born person goes to a church where we came out from, and somebody is preaching from that church, you will be understanding what that person is saying different from how the person is saying it. Why? Because he has the Spirit of God to interpret what that word is to him. Verse 9. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 9. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, or who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits? Let's lift our hands to Jesus this morning and say, Lord, touch my spirit. Touch my spirit, Lord. Somebody had leprosy in the body, and Jesus touched him, and he was whole. So also he can touch and cause our spirit to become alive. He can heal our spirit. He can heal our mind. He can heal our soul. He can heal every area with his touch. Bible calls him the Father of our spirit. Father, Lord, we thank you. We are before your presence this morning. Father, please, go past our body, touch our spirit. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. And please welcome to God's house and kindly have your seat. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his mercy over our lives. As people were giving testimony, it flashed my mind. I said, oh, I don't often come out for testimony. But I thank God. Every time you see me here, believe it is a testimony, and for which we are grateful to God. And testimony will continue to be multiplied in each of our lives in Jesus' name. We are looking at the priorities of the kingdom of God. And from the context of Jesus saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I think it was on the prayer line or sometime during the week, or I think during the Wednesday fellowship. We highlight the fact that the word seeking there does not translate to going from place to place looking for it, but to gain compliance. Praise the Lord. See to it that you comply. I remember when we just came to the country and I needed to take some exams, and I applied to business school, and they said, oh, I needed to take GMAT. Oh, I said, GMAT? I said, I know math. In fact, the day they told me, I just said, where am I going to get it? They told me we had to register. I went and registered for GMAT. In fact, I took the next slot that is available. I said, I mean, maths, I know math. Praise God. I so failed, I was ashamed. But don't let my children hear that, okay? Praise the Lord. Just kidding. I so failed at math because I didn't prepare. I didn't seek the righteousness of that. So when I saw my score, I said, no, this can't be. So I had to go and, you know, yes, study, you know. What did I do? I sought. So, of course, by the grace of God, I passed it the next time. And that's the key. You know, we can't just approach the kingdom of God as everybody is going to church, everybody is singing song. May you not fail the GMAT like I did. Praise God. We are going to talk about born of the Spirit today. Born of the Spirit. If you look at that scripture, and Jesus was very clean. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, what makes you qualify? What makes you compliant? What makes you... Can I tell you a secret? You cannot find something from God if he says no to it here, thinking you will find him say yes in another church. No, I don't mean to rank churches, okay? But the truth is that if it is the same God, if God says no to something here, in any place, even in Nigeria, if you come to America, he won't say yes to it, because it's the same God that is everywhere. Now, if he says yes to anything here in America, he won't go to China and say no to it. When we came from yonder country, and I saw how the name of Jesus was working, like he was working in Nigeria, he was working for us here, you know, settling down, I called my bank. You know, you can write some things on your check leave, right? I said, oh Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So I told the bank, that's what I want on my check leave. Because as I saw him walking in Nigeria, I was walking here. You remember the story of Jonah? God said, go to Nineveh. He took a vow going to Tarshish. But it's the same God. He wants to run away from going to Tarshish, to Nineveh. And then he confronted God on the sea. And when he saw it, he owned up. He said, look, if you get rid of me, you guys will be fine. I'm the cause of this. Praise the Lord. That's the omni universality. Omni means all, right? Now, that's how omniversity, talking about universe, of God's presence and of God's doing. We cannot access the kingdom of God in any place other than how God has determined it in every place. Praise the Lord. Are we good? Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 12, we just read it. Verse 9. See what the scripture say here. It says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us. Can we see it in NIV, please, my sister? It says, moreover, we have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? The Bible says somewhere in the book of Matthew, he said, when you are brought before the council, don't worry about what you shall say, for the spirit of your Father who dwelleth in you shall give you what to speak at that self same hour. So we see here, as members of God's kingdom, what makes us members of the kingdom is the fatherhood of God upon our spirit. Praise the Lord. We must be born of the Spirit of God. See how the Bible puts this in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 5. John chapter 3 from verse 5. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, notice here, the Spirit is of what's uppercase, right? You know, so he's born of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Just like I needed that GMAT score to enter into that program. And I, even though I qualified with all the other criteria that they needed, I cannot participate because of just that one item that was outstanding. In verse 6, it now says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. If you interface that with what we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, he said, we have had human fathers. And King James says, the fathers of our flesh. And we gave respect to them. And he says here, he said, that which is born of the Spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now look at those two, the combination of the Spirit there. That which is born of the Spirit, uppercase, is Spirit, lowercase. Talking about you and I, and God. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Paul wrote to the Galatian church. Let's see, I think Galatians chapter 3. He said, I cannot speak unto you as one that is spiritual, but as one that is carnal. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. He said, O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, but before whose eyes Jesus Christ has evidently been set forth, crucified among you. Let's go on. This only will I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the flesh, of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect in the flesh? I'm looking for that scripture. Anyway, I'm looking for that. Is it chapter 5 or... Hold on 1 minute, let me tell you. He said, I cannot speak to you as one that is spiritual, but as one that is carnal. Because if I hear that there is envy and strife among you, give me 1 minute, let me look for that scripture. 1 Corinthians 3. Thank you. I said Galatians 3. Okay. 1 Corinthians 3, 1. Thank you. Let us look at that. 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto who? Spiritual. But as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. So we see here, he was talking about the brethren, because he mentioned them here. But the weight of his discussion cannot be handled by their carnality, but their need to be spiritual. That is very, very key. We maintain membership of the kingdom of God by our continual spirituality. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Now, the great caution is that we manage these two compositions, and we need to manage it carefully, because if we are carnally minded, even though we are born of the Spirit, we will be carnal. But if we are spiritually minded, even though we are born of the Spirit, we will be spiritual. It's very, very key. And that's the central cause of managing our being born of the Spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. Born of the Spirit. Bible says here, for us to be partake of the kingdom of God, we must bear that nature of God. Now he says here, God is a spirit. In John chapter 3 verse 5 and 6, he said, that which is born of the spirit, and that spirit is uppercase. And so we see who that spirit is now. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, God is a spirit. And they who interact with him must do so in their spirit for it to be in truth. What the scripture is saying here is that if it is not in the spirit, it won't be in the truth. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Paul was speaking there. He said, for God is my witness, whom I do serve with my spirit. In John chapter 4, he said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit for it to be in truth. Here he said, God whom I serve with my spirit. So we see worship in spirit, serving in spirit. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. Then Jesus said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou, where? In the spirit. That's the point. Praise the Lord. Romans and John 4:24 said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit. In Romans chapter 1 verse 9, he said, God whom I serve with my spirit. And that's the combination of what we do in the kingdom of God. We worship and serve. As a matter of fact, the truth is also that we cannot serve God ahead of worshiping him. It's our worship that makes our service acceptable. Praise the Lord. Born of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, as many as are led or governed, praise the Lord, by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He also said, if anyone has not the Spirit of God, it's none of his. Thank you, my sister. Let's leave it there. He said, for as many as are governed by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we see here our membership of the kingdom of God is derived from our being born by the Spirit of God. And Bible says the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God or children of God, being born of the Spirit. It's very, very key. The membership card we have of being God's kingdom is to have the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. What happens if we are not born of the Spirit of God? We cannot partake of the inheritance of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. I mean, from verse. Let's start from verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 12. See what he said here. He said, now that we are born again, we receive the Spirit of God. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So without being born of the Spirit, even if somebody goes to church,
he will not be able to understand the things that are freely given to him or her by of God.
I know many of us were not born again before we became born again, even though we were going to church. Praise the Lord.
But the moment we become born again,
we began to understand the things of the kingdoms differently.
Now, because we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, and that spirit is who interprets everything about the kingdom of God to us.
Let's see it in NIV.
Our mind, our human spirit, human mind, the natural mind is incompetent. In fact, it's inapplicable to handle the things of God's kingdom.
He said, what we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. Let's go on, my sister.
This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by who? By the Spirit. The kingdom of God.
Can I tell you a secret?
If a spirit-born person goes to a church where we came out from, and somebody is preaching from that church, you will be understanding what that person is saying different from how the person is saying it.
Why?
Because he has the Spirit of God to interpret what that word is to him.